USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden is using the White House to call out the tendency for gasoline prices to go up like a rocket when oil spikes, but drop slowly when crude goes down. Biden fired off a tweet this morning. The tweet said, oil prices are decreasing, gas prices should too. The last time oil was $96 a barrel, gas was $3.62 a gallon. Now it's $4.31. Gas and oil companies shouldn't pad their profits at the expense of hardworking Americans. Speaking to Congress this morning, President Zelensky asked for a no-fly zone and also asked for more sanctions on Russia.
All American ports should be closed for Russian goods. Peace is more important than income, and we have to defend this principle in the whole world.
President Biden has announced, however, an additional $800 million in military support for Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A tsunami warning has been issued by Japanese officials following a 7.3 magnitude earthquake that hit off the coast of Fukushima, where a 2011 quake caused a disaster at a nuclear power plant. This advisory warns of tsunami heights reaching up to 10 feet above normal tidal levels, with the initial waves reaching shore around midnight local time. According to the U.S. Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, a Pacific Basin-wide tsunami is not expected at this time. President Joe Biden is scheduled to restart the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act. The landmark law is aimed at protecting and supporting survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking. Biden initially helped to write that piece of legislation that was enacted in 1994 when he was a senator from Delaware. That legislation requires renewal every 5 years ago, and it lapsed several years ago due to a partisan disagreement whether to ban dating partners and stalkers convicted of domestic violence from owning firearms. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
If you hate changing your clocks twice a year, we've got some good news for you.
The U.S. Senate unanimously passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which would permanently extend daylight saving time from 8 months of the year to the full 12 months. In fact, a letter is on the way to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asking for her immediate consideration of the bill. If passed, the bill would make daylight saving time permanent across the U.S. in 2023. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Colorectal cancer is expected to claim the lives of more than 52,000 Americans this year, according to the American Cancer Society. This is why, as the world tries to return to normalcy after the COVID-19 pandemic, doctors say health screenings, particularly for cancer, should be made an urgent priority. The U.S. Preventative Service Task Force said colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States, yet about a quarter of people ages 50 to 75 have never been screened for this devastating disease. Doctors are trying to raise awareness that even people in their 40s should be getting screened. There are multiple ways to reduce the risk of colon cancer, including understanding when you should get screened. Japan's prime minister announced plans to fully lift all coronavirus restrictions on March 21st as new infections driven by the highly contagious Omicron variant are slowing. The COVID-19 restrictions are currently in place in 18 areas, including Tokyo. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.